Hi, this is Sook with Be The Cause, and we're here at the actual venue for the Walk for Hope, which is El Dorado Park in Long Beach, Southern California. I'm joined today with some really good friends of mine, Sonali Fisk from LifeNets and Kevin Fisk from LifeNets, and their son is actually here walking around the park, Ethan, and we may talk to him in a little bit as well. Sonali, I've known for a really long time. She's an amazing person, and after the tsunami in Sri Lanka, she actually left and took her family with her and went out to Sri Lanka to help the people there that were affected by the tsunami. So let's start off with that. What projects are actually underway in Sri Lanka right now, and what is LifeNets doing in that country?
Well, there are several projects underway, but what LifeNets is doing is we are building homes for the tsunami victims in a specific region on the coast, down south in Sri Lanka. So we are building 5 homes at the moment, which are benefiting approximately 35 victims. And along with that, we're also doing some restoration projects, helping men get back out to work so that they can feed their families, because a lot of these people are still in relief camps. Hmm. You know, over 1 million people are displaced still.
Yes. And after the tsunami, I guess there was an outpour of work that was happening in the country. Now, it's been a while since the tsunami occurred. What's happening now? Is there still a strong need for these kinds of things, like building homes? And
very much. I would say the need is greater now.
Wow.
Because there's so much work to be done. So many homes are destroyed. So many people's lives are destroyed. So there's a lot of work. There's a lot of reconstruction going on.
Hmm.
Yes, you don't hear much about it on the news anymore, but that doesn't mean the need still exists. You know, it does.
So what exactly is your role in Sri Lanka?
We really wanted to play a hands-on role. You know, be there on the job site, watch the homes go up, and Kevin, you know, he's a contractor by trade. So he was there making sure the job was getting done right.
So now, you actually were here in Southern California living in Orange County, and you're originally from Sri Lanka, right? So how long have you actually been in the United States?
I've lived in the U.S. on and off about 15 years. So I was born and raised in Sri Lanka for the most part, but I've lived here for about that long.
And this desire to go back to Sri Lanka and help out, I mean, I'm sure there must have been a lot of fear. I'm sure, you know, your relatives here in Southern California must have tried to persuade you to do something different. What was that process like?
You know, there was no doubt in my mind that I had to go. I was just compelled to go. Because the images that we were getting from back home on the TV and the stories we were getting from family and friends was just so horrific. I had to be a part of it. I had to go roll up my sleeves and do something.
Hmm.
So there was no doubt in my mind that we had to go. Even with a 2-year-old son,
wow.
I knew we had to do it.
And
so glad we did that.
And how's he doing? Was he okay when you were in Sri Lanka? I mean, 2 years old in a new environment? And
he did fantastic. He was he's such an adaptable kid. And he really conformed to the, you know, area very well, to the climate, to the food, and the culture. He did excellent.
And I'm sure that must have been good for him, too.
I know.
Sure he learned a lot while he was there.
He sure did. It was a very valuable experience for him, for all of us.
Cool. And Kevin's actually got an eye out on his son right now. His son's quite a wanderer. What was it like for you being in Sri Lanka? Because that's not really your native country, right?
No, it's not. I've been to Sri Lanka several times, visiting family and friends, and I love the island. There's beautiful people, beautiful, beautiful island. So we were both kind of just drawn to go and help in some way, and LifeNets opportunity came up, and we took it.
So what do you guys get out of this experience now? Like, now that you guys have been doing it for some time, I mean, What is the satisfaction like for you guys to be a part of this?
To see the faces of those people, when you're coming with aid or when you're coming with the idea of giving them a house, and just the ability to give somebody hope, that's the most remarkable feeling in the world.
Hmm. Like, is there some people out there that have really been touched by the work that you're doing?
They're so grateful. Just even if you just give them a bag of rice and lentils, they're so grateful for that.
Well,
but there's so much need. There's so much that needs to be done. And sometimes you're just overwhelmed with feelings of, you know, there's not enough to do.
It's
you know,
a big
there's,
task.
It's a big task, and you just can't do enough.
Any stories in particular, like any case examples of people you've connected with who have really been touched by
one particular man who truly touched me was, Mr. Deepak, and he lost his wife. He has two small children. Hmm. One is a year and a half and one is three. And he lost his wife, and he just told us, the look on his face when he told us that he just does not know how to go on with his life without his wife. And it's those little experiences that stay with you, you know, the heartache that they go through and the look they give you when they're relating their story. And there's so many stories like that, hundreds of stories like that.
And that experience must sustain you. Like it gives you like a deeper purpose in the work that you're doing. You're actually affecting a gentleman like this.
Correct. It makes you want to stay and do more and be a part of the process even more, because the reconstruction process is going to be a long, arduous process. You know, people estimate it'll last for at least 10 years.
October, you guys are going back.
Yes, we're gonna go. We're gonna go back because so many good people, friends and family, such as yourself, such as Be the Cause, is helping us out with donations, with their show of support. So we've been able to raise some more funds for the second phase of the project.
Great.
So we're going to go back to hopefully build more homes or to help the community at large.
For people who select LifeNets as a beneficiary, 100% of those funds are going to go to you for this work. So what do you envision is going to happen with those funds, and how will it be utilized in Sri Lanka?
Yes, you're right. 100% of the funds will benefit the Tsunami Reconstruction Fund in Sri Lanka. And with those funds, we're going to build more homes. That is the most viable need we have. With, like I said, over 1 million people displaced, we can't think of any greater need than to build homes for those people, you know. So that's what we're going to set out to do. If a greater need arises, then we're going to do that. We basically want to make sure that the funds get utilized in the best way possible. That's the whole need. You know, it takes approximately, just to give you an idea, it takes approximately $3,500 to build one house.
If someone wanted to even sponsor a home, they could even write a check out to LifeNets and actually sponsor one home for a family there in Sri Lanka.
Exactly. That would be helping in such a great way. You know, putting a roof over, you know, a family is an incredible need, especially when you consider the conditions of some of those relief camps. You know, I know not everybody can go and see that, but I have seen it, and I've seen the condition of those camps, and you find 10 people living in one small house, you know, or a tent. So that's why housing is the greatest need. That's the best we can do for them.
How much is the government doing in this regard at this point?
The government is doing what they can. I believe they're doing their best. Yes, there are some issues about aid, whether the aid is being distributed quickly enough, you know, or efficiently enough. And we can argue about that, but I believe the government is doing the best they can as far as feeding those still in relief camps, acquiring the land that's needed to house so many people.
Right.
So, you know, there are a lot of issues to iron out. You know, this is a crisis this country has never faced before. So, based on that, I think they're doing a pretty good job.
It's a big job, and, you know, we can't just leave it up to the government. I mean, we all have to participate, and people like you going there and doing whatever you can, I think, is really amazing that people like yourself are leading the way. So it is a big task, and we all have to do our part in whatever capacity we can. But thank you for leading the way and giving us the opportunity. It's really
thank
beautiful.
You. It's thank because you. Of Be the Cause and our friends and family and friends like you that we have the opportunity to go to Sri Lanka. It's with your support that we can do it, so I have to thank you.